Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Guy Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Rhiannon. It's nice to be here on your podcast, Elliot. Yeah. So a little bit about me. I'm a professional photographer. I own a few other businesses as well. I also do professional, I'm a certified personal trainer. Okay. I've been doing this for 11 years. I've been doing the personal training for 5 years now.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I like being an entrepreneur. I like being multifaceted and just having a lot of different passions. I always turn my passions into jobs.
Nice.
Love turning my passions into jobs.
Yeah.
And then my partner and I are in the process of starting a third business together. So,
which is?
We've created a combination between energy drink and a pre-workout. So it's a ready-to-drink beverage that we're going to be launching this July, and it's called Pump Punch, and the company's name is called All Thrive Nutrition.
Cool.
Yeah.
How did you get into the sports drink, or how did you get into the drink world?
So, I mean, like, being, you know, my partner's been in gyms in and out for, you know, about 20 years or so like that. He's also been a personal trainer for about 5-6 years.
Okay.
Has a kinesiology degree. Being a personal trainer myself for the last 5 years, just in and around supplements for, you know, the entire time that we've both been in health and fitness.
Yeah.
Was just kind of like a spur of the night kind of idea, like random idea, like why don't we put pre-workout that traditionally comes in a powder form into a ready-to-consume beverage for people?
Very
like how
cool
would that be? So
yeah.
Ran it by all of our clients in the gym. We're like, how crazy would this be if we started like a drink business and made pre-workout into a drink? And
yeah,
everyone really liked the idea, and that was a year and a half ago, so now we're here.
Very
yeah,
cool.
And we're close to launching in hopefully about 3 months.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
And so where do you think you're going to house your drinks? Is it something we can order online? Will it be in your gym?
It's going to be online. We're going to stock them in our gyms. Our gym owner's been very nice to us and has agreed to stock us in all his locations.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So Evolve Strength is the name of the gym.
Okay.
And then supplement stores, and we're just, it's just me and my partner, and we're just starting from the ground up, and we're just going to build the company.
What supplement stores? We talk about Supplement King.
We're gonna aim for Supplement King. We're gonna do all of them.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get everywhere we can. And then long term goal is like Costco, Walmart, and that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's a long term plan.
Yeah, I like it. Oh,
I know, you didn't think that was gonna go in that direction.
No,
right?
I definitely wasn't off for that. So like when we're done, please hit me up with your guys' information.
Yeah, for sure.
I know some people. I used to do the marketing for Supplement King.
Stop.
And for McMurray. I should you know.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I definitely can.
Yeah.
Make a few phone calls for that. That's wild.
Yeah, we're ready.
Very cool.
We're getting excited, yeah.
Okay, now switch gears.
Mm-hmm.
You and another photographer were talking about cameras.
Yes.
And which is better than the other.
Yeah.
So let me hear your opinion on your camera situation.
I started shooting with Nikons, so that was just what I started building my gearbox with, and so I just stuck with Nikon. I didn't feel any reason to switch at that point.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the camera that makes the photographer. I don't think it's the gear that makes the photographer. I kind of to roll my eyes a little bit when people are like, oh, you shoot an Nikon? And I'm okay, what's it to you? Like, you get comfortable using the equipment that you have, and again, it's how you use the equipment, not the equipment.
Yeah.
So I don't really care what people shoot with.
Yeah.
If you like your products, if your clients like your products, that's fine by me.
That's right. Yeah,
that's
I'm the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, with this, like, I have numerous brands.
Yeah.
But this one is just the smallest one.
Right.
So I'm just like, I have to be on mobile today. What is the lightest, smallest camera
that I
can take with me?
I like chatting gear and stuff like that, but I'm not like a big enough of like a gearhead. I'm not a gear snob. How about that? I'm not a gear snob. I don't care enough.
No.
Gets the job done.
That's right. They're heavy. You've got some heavy equipment there.
These are my two favorites. I've got all my options, my 2470, my 7200.
Yeah.
They get, you know, they do all the things I need them to do. So
that's why you're a personal trainer, because you have to lug that around all day.
That was actually why I got into health and fitness, because I've been doing this for 11 years, and I was just, my health was, starting to, suffer, and, my back was hurting so much, and I wasn't able to keep up with, the job, so I got into health and fitness to help with photography, and then I fell in love with that, and I was like, let's turn this into a job, so I turned everything into a job, so.
Okay, let's talk about your back.
Yeah.
So you had back pain?
Yeah, just normal. I was in my early 20s, just sitting at a desk 24/7, just normal.
Hunched over.
Just and just my back would just hurt so much. Yeah. From the end. I used to shoot weddings all the time, and everyone talks about the wedding hangover.
Okay.
Which is not you're not drinking at the wedding. Obviously you're there to photograph it, but it's your body feels like it's been hit by a truck the next day. You feel hungover the next day. Your body's just so beaten down from shooting all day and being on your feet, doing all the photography work all day.
Yeah.
And then when I started working out and getting stronger and stuff like that, I don't get wedding hangovers
anymore. Nice.
I don't get I was here for 9 hours yesterday photographing. I felt fine this morning.
Yeah.
Completely fine.
Because you put in the work.
Yeah.
So for those people at home, like myself, who have back pains every once in a while, as a personal trainer, what would you say is an exercise to strengthen your back that everybody should do?
Any posterior exercise is going to be your BFF, any pull movements, any hinge type of movements to pull everything, because we're so this for so much of the day.
Yeah.
Anything that's going to help pull your back nice and tight, your scapulas down and back, strengthen your spinal erectors, strengthen your hips, anything like that, your hamstrings, your glutes.
Yes.
Everyone also wants to talk about, everyone's I want good posture, I want to look good and have good posture. I'm then work on your
straight
back. Anything back related, pull muscles. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do
chin-ups.
You could do chin-ups, yeah.
Okay.
You could
pull-ups.
Yeah. But deadlifts, squats, rows, anything like that.
Which has back squats for interesting.
Yeah. Squats will kind of work both anterior and posterior.
Yeah.
But I mean, the squash is such a functional healthy movement that we see everybody do regardless.
Yeah.
There's so much squatting in this job, honestly. So I can run around and do whatever I want. I can get all the crazy shots that I need.
Ooh.
I have no limitations now.
Yeah. I like it. Zero limitations.
Zero limitations.
Well, listen, I'm gonna let you get back to your job, and thank you very much for sitting down with me. Now, before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug.
Okay.
So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. You can follow me at RhiannonSarahM on my Instagram. Probably the number one place to find me for now until we actually launch our new business. It's not fully operational yet, but you better believe that when it is, I will post everything on my Instagram. That's my place to that's my favorite spot on the internet.
Awesome.
RhiannonSarahM. There you go.
Nice. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go. You nailed that. Jesus.
I told you. Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.